Perek Tes Vav Se'if Ches. Ksiva Bismol. Person who writes him with his left hand. Akoysev Bismol, a person who writes with his left hand. Hari Ze Osarak Midrabonon. Mishum Shuklach Ayad. He's doing with a shinoi. The Emu Ita Yad. If he is a left hand person, Hari Ze Ksiva Kadaki Vechayev. A left hand person always writes with his left hand. You can't say it is a shinoi. That a person, a normal person who writes with his left hand is a shinoi. So if test, ksiva al yedei chotamot, a person does write with a stamp. Hakoysev oisius al yedei chotamot, how is a ksiva gemor v'chayev? A person who writes any sort of writing with a stamp. Even though the stamp does it in one go, he does maybe 11 letters, 12 letters, it can even be a bit more, could be less. No difference. It's ke'ilu he wrote 11 letters. He's chayev with one stamp. Ke'ilu wrote 11 letters. Umistava sheyesh b'zeh isa toya. Avka she'oise zoish b'yad smol. Hoi lepula zu shalat hatvo at chotemes. Nocha le'ofes b'smol k'v'yamim. Everyone has to know that if a person, it's a mistava to say, if a person would do any stamp, even if he does it with his left hand, it makes no difference, because it's easy to do writing with a stamp with a left hand, the same thing as doing it with his hand. I know once somebody asked Rabbi Yashiv, how can he works in the Bet Cholim, works in the hospital, how is he has to stamp because of he's a doctor and he has to stamp the mismachim. How should you do it on Shabbos? He told him to do it with his head. Shouldn't do it with his left hand, he has to do it with his head. Because that's not the normal way to do it, and could be it comes out not so well also. So that's the way one has to do it, but to do it with one's left hand is not considered a shinui. Asiyas tzuras ois adei pulat mechika. To go and do a letter by rubbing out. Pa'amim sh'odim ois pula mechika. Ma'ari chai b'shum koysef. A person can sometimes do rubbing out, and he b'chayv not b'shum rubbing out, he b'chayv b'shum koysev, b'chayv b'shum writing. He took off the corner of the dalet, and he made it into a resh. So what has he done? He's done a way of writing, because now he's got a resh instead of having a dalet. Therefore, he's chayv b'shum Moicha. He's not chayim mishum moicha, he's chayim mishum koisim. If he does two letters, he'll be chayim minatoya. If he does only one letter, then you have to know if he's going to be chayim minatoya or midrabbanan. Yeah. And maybe he's also going to be chayim mishum moicha. Kama koponim, he'll be chayim also mishum koisim.